You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast episode 509.
On Flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Well, hey there, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. We're just talking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame today. It's our annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame episode.
We got some rock talk coming up. I love it.
Rock talk like a morning radio show. Hopefully slightly less annoying than a morning radio show, but no promises. We're going to try to keep it short, and let's just jump into it. Cornflake, let's start. Before the rock talk, how about National Whatever Day?
National Whatever Day!
Let's go with a celebrity birthday, Kevin, because on February 11th, Sheryl Crow turns 60 years old.
Wow, okay, that's a rock talk adjacent then.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, she's somebody who has been in the conversation, I think. There is thought that Sheryl might get inducted someday. Are you a fan of Sheryl Crow?
Yeah. Not her more recent stuff. She's kind of gone the way of Darius Rucker, where she went from pop music to country.
Really? Oh, Sheryl. No.
But she's been doing this long enough, so I say let her do what she wants. And she's been doing it longer than I think most of us realize. Because, of course, 1993 gave us the inescapable Tuesday Night Music Club. All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun. But long before Tuesday Night Music Club, she was doing backing vocals and commercials for some really well-known artists.
Yeah, I remember that she was a background singer, which surprised me because she doesn't really have a background singer kind of a voice, but she certainly was.
But because it's Sheryl Crow's birthday this week, I thought it might be fun to play a little game, Kevin. I made up a game for you.
I like when you come up with a game to surprise me with during National Whatever Day. Okay, let's play a Sheryl Crow game.
The game is called Sheryl Crow or No. So right. I wanted to name off several artists for you, and don't worry, the list is not long, and to see whether or not you know if Sheryl Crow has collaborated with these artists in any way.
Okay, get ready for an awful lot of random guessing. Go ahead.
Let's do it. First off, Steve Winwood.
Did Sheryl Crow ever work with Steve Winwood? I'm going to say no.
All right.
Again, completely wild random guess. I have no idea.
Janet Jackson.
Janet, I will say, yeah, sure. Yes, she did.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie, oh, why not? Yes.
Tina Turner.
Tina, I will say no, just to mix it up.
Yeah, because I'm not going in any sort of pattern, so I'm not making this easy for you.
Yeah, and I'm basing all these guesses on essentially nothing. So for our next game, let's just flip a coin several times. That's essentially how this game's going so far. Are there any? You got any more?
Yes. How about Michael McDonald?
Wow. Okay. Yes.
You say yes for Michael McDonald.
Why was I so torn on Michael McDonald? All right, go ahead.
Well, because Michael McDonald has sat in on everybody else's music. That's what makes him an especially hard one for this game. And I knew that when I set it up. So, Belinda Carlisle.
Oh, Belinda. No.
Okay. Melissa Etheridge.
Yes, sure.
Kenny Loggins. Kenny.
Oh, no. Back to the yacht rock. Kenny, no.
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz, no. How many more of these do we have?
We lightning rounded this list. I thought we got through pretty quickly.
That was the last one?
That was the last one.
Okay, so now I'm just eagerly awaiting my results.
We'll get this for every artist except Janet Jackson and Michael McDonald. Sheryl Crow has collaborated with them.
Ah. And what was my final score? It cannot be very good.
It is not.
I feel like I did worse than what random chance would suggest.
Well, Kevin, you got 4 out of 9 right.
Okay, a little less than half then. All right, I'll take it. I'm never going to get into a good school with these results, you realize.
Sadly, no. Sheryl Crow or no, Kevin, thanks for playing my stupid game.
Well, it was my great honor to fail miserably once again at one of your National Whatever Day surprise quizzes. Happy birthday, Sheryl. And yeah, let's move on to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as we do every year. Because it's that time of year when they just announced the nominees for 2022 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. So let's actually jump back real quick to last year, because we never follow up. We do the nominees episode, and then we never look at who actually got in. So last year, that was a strong class last year. Mm-hmm. They inducted Tina Turner, Carole King, The Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, and Todd Rundgren. And then there were a bunch of other side categories as well. Early influence they gave to Kraftwerk, Charlie Patton, and Gil Scott-Heron. Then there's a Musical Excellence Award that went to LL Cool J, Billy Preston, Randy Rhoads, and then also Clarence Avant. But that was last year, Cornflake. Let's jump into this year. We're going to go through all the nominees. There's 17 nominees, I think.
Yeah, it's a big old list.
Bunch of names to get through, and we're going to start with people who have been previously nominated, like Rage Against the Machine, for example. This is their fourth nomination. I know we've discussed Rage Against the Machine. I think you're a bigger fan than I am, although I do like them. They're cool.
Yeah, not by much, but yes. Mostly I'm a fan of what I see them doing on the social media landscape.
What are they doing? Like posting cat videos and stuff?
That's exactly what they're doing.
You're roaming around different corners of the internet than me, because I never see Rage Against the Machine. Are they still raging? Are they still angry?
Yeah.
They're still angry, and you got to read between the lines right through the cat videos. You can tell.
Yes.
A few more hard rock acts they keep trying with. And Judas Priest nominated again. This is the third nomination for Judas Priest. And we always talk about how metal is sort of an overlooked category. And the two most glaring omissions as far as metal are Iron Maiden and Judas Priest. So that they keep getting nominations every couple of years. MC5 as well. MC5, this is their sixth nomination.
I feel like I only know about MC5 because of the Flopcast, because we started talking about them. What was it, the first time they got nominated?
Well, no, because we didn't exist the first time they got nominated.
Oh, okay.
But this is a band that just was never big commercially, and most people don't even know anything about the MC5, but sort of a proto-punk, kind of early, like late 60s, I guess, late 60s, early 70s, sort of punk rock act out of Detroit, and much beloved by critics, but sort of totally unknown to most of the world. They're on the list again. I don't think they're going to get in this year either, unless they get one of those special side category inductions at some point. But there they are. Similarly, New York Dolls have been nominated once again. This is their third nomination. And speaking of early punk and part of the glam scene and all that, again, it's kind of a tough sell because they were never big commercially.
Right.
So I think a lot of people really know nothing about New York Dolls. There's only one guy left, which is David Johansen, a.k.a. Buster Poindexter. You know, he's still around.
Ah.
So if they ever get inducted, that's your only guy left from the Dolls. But there they are. Moving on, we've got Kate Bush. This is Kate's third nomination.
I have friends who are very excited to see Kate Bush get the nod this time around.
Yeah, we'll see. I feel like the odds are still very much against her. I don't think she's going to make it just because it's such a crowded field of nominees. I also feel like everybody I know is a much bigger Kate Bush fan than me.
I feel that way too. Like some of my closest friends.
I don't know. That voice.
It doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah.
I'm with you there.
I mean, she's cool. I get it, you know. So, fine. We'll see. Good luck, Kate. Fela Kuti was first nominated just last year, and he's up again this year. And this is my ignorance showing through. This was a name I did not know until his nomination last year, but a very important guy for world music and creator, essentially, of Afrobeat.
Yes, jazz, soul fusion, and thanks to the Rock Hall, I found Fela Kuti. And Fela Kuti's music fits in really well with what I find myself listening to most of the time these days.
Oh, wow.
So I love his music.
Oh, here's one that when I saw this name on the list, I thought it was their first nomination because I completely forgot. But this is their second time for Eurythmics. They were nominated not long ago in 2018.
Ah.
And I totally forgot. We probably talked about it.
I'm sure we did.
But they're back. I like Eurythmics. I'm not a Eurythmics super fan, but, you know, important as far as the new wave era acts are, of course. And Annie Lennox, especially, you know, had such a career beyond Eurythmics.
Yes.
Again, I feel like that's a tough sell as far as the voting body at large. I don't expect to see them inducted this year, but you never know. I was also reminded when I saw the name on the list that we were talking, sometime last year, I think, about pre-Eurythmics. Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart had a band called The Tourists.
Yes.
Which we were listening to because they did a cover of I Only Want to Be With You. There's a very goofy video for it. And I made a mental note at the time to listen to more music by The Tourists, and then I totally forgot. So I still plan to do... I feel like I might like The Tourists more than Eurythmics. Got to remember to do that one of these days. I was very happy to see Dionne Warwick back on the list this year.
Welcome back, Dionne.
Her first nomination was just last year, and she didn't make it in. And I mean, it was a tough field last year because they inducted Tina Turner and they inducted Carole King. So there were kind of, you know, women of her generation that she was up against. I feel like they could have let Foo Fighters wait another year and put Dionne in last year. That would have been my preference, because what's the rush?
This is where my theory, though, of current relevance really creeps in.
Well, Dionne is kind of out there, though, in recent years. She's very active on Twitter, evidently, I hear. I'm not on Twitter.
Oh.
But evidently, she's very popular on Twitter. And they've done a Dionne Warwick parody on Saturday Night Live a couple of times. I think it was Ego Nwodum on SNL does a Dionne impression. And Dionne actually made a surprise appearance on SNL while they were making fun of her.
That's always fun.
Yeah, yeah. So she's around, you know, and people are aware of Dionne. I mean, she's in her early 80s, I think. So let's go ahead and do this, is my feeling. You know, psychic friends notwithstanding, I would very much like to see Dionne get inducted. And I would also very much like to see Devo get inducted. This is Devo's third nomination.
Oh, yes.
And I'm, of course, you know, biased because I'm a huge Devo fan. And it's always kind of tough to see them getting in just because they tend to get squeezed out in the voting by bigger acts, I think.
I think everyone needs to go on YouTube, if you haven't already, and check out their performance of them from 1981. Doing Working in the Coal Mine.
Well, yeah, they've been doing video their entire career, going back to the 70s. They considered themselves more of an art collective, I think, than just a band. So the video has always been part of Devo. I love Devo. I've seen them in concert. I've met several members of Devo over the years. They're goofy and weird, which I always appreciate. So we'll see. Good luck to you weirdos in Devo. And the final name on the list of previous nominees for this year is another big one for us, Pat Benatar.
Oh, yeah.
Way overdue to get Pat in the Hall of Fame. This is just silly. It was crazy that it took until 2020 to nominate Pat Benatar, but we got the Go-Go's in last year, finally.
What the flop are we waiting for, Rock Hall? Pat Benatar, come on.
If only for providing the theme song to The Legend of Billie Jean.
For that reason alone, right, Kevin?
Deserves immediate induction. Yes. Now let's get to the new people. We've got 7 first-time nominees.
I'm excited about these this year.
Starting with, I think, The Lock, the one that everyone's just assuming this was his first year eligible, and they're just going to shove him right in. I'm not a fan, but Eminem is on the list.
Okay, Slim Shady, you get your moment.
Yeah, I find him very annoying. We also have Beck. This is somebody else that I just don't care about.
I do.
Yeah?
I do.
I remember Beck from the 90s, and look at this guy, and his name's just Beck. I think I know maybe 2 or 3 Beck songs. So you must be a bigger Beck fan than me.
Yeah.
Almost everyone is. Here's another act that I know literally nothing about. I know it's a rap act. That's all I know. You must know more than me, Cornflake. What's going on with A Tribe Called Quest?
That's weird, Kevin. I thought we had discussed A Tribe Called Quest on the show.
We may have. You know I don't remember anything that ever happens on the Flopcast.
A Tribe Called Quest, I remember from the early 90s. Can't say that I've heard anything from them since, but I used to DJ dances, junior high and high school dances, and I remember Tribe Called Quest from that, and I enjoyed it. It seemed to me to be the precursor of chill hop, which is a style of music that I listen to a lot. They made it sound really cool. So I don't know if it was rock hall cool, Kevin, but I like them.
All right. Shockingly nominated for the first time after being eligible for, I'm going to say, about 322 years, Carly Simon is finally on the list. Isn't it weird that they never even nominated Carly Simon all this time?
It's insane. I hardly believe it's her first time, but I guess it is.
So finally, and I feel like she has a shot at getting inducted.
They're saving a seat for Carly Simon in the Rock Hall, all of her friends.
I feel like people are going to see that name on the list and, oh, Carly Simon, of course. She wasn't already in? Sure, put her in.
Right. What were we thinking?
Paul Simon has already been inducted twice. We need another Simon.
Bring on the Simons.
Bring on the Simons, sure. How about this one? A favorite of ours, nominated for the first time, Duran Duran.
Yes, 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 yes. This might be the one I'm most excited about.
I know you've seen Duran Duran live, as have I.
Duran Duran is my go-to music-wise, my musical ride or die, as it were.
Mine is Beck.
No, it is not. Stop it.
I just like to make myself miserable. Yeah, Duran Duran, it's fun that we're getting more of these 80s acts are going to start popping up on these nomination lists. And this was a name that people have been expecting to see for a while now, especially since they inducted, you know, Depeche Mode and Roxy Music and some of these kind of acts are in now. And here's Duran Duran.
You know the way you feel about Kay Hanley, Kevin? Kay Hanley could sing anything and it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Simon Le Bon.
Yeah, and I feel like people are coming around on Duran Duran, and we've spoken about this before, but I think for a long time they were dismissed as new wave MTV.
Pretty boys.
Pretty boys, yes. They make the big, beautiful videos, and it's just disposable pop. But, oh no. And if you see them live, you totally get it. This is a great rock band. Very fun to see them finally nominated, and we will certainly be pulling for them. Here's an idea. Here's a thought. If they don't get inducted this year, I think they should add a third Duran to their name.
Just keep adding Durans until the deed is done.
Just keep doing that, yes, until they get in.
We need it.
That's a good plan. Let's not think too hard on that one. Moving along, a couple of big names left, Cornflake, and oh, let's just get into this. Dolly Parton.
How has she not been nominated before?
Well, there's very little country in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Very little.
Oh, good point.
So, I mean, Johnny Cash is in, but that's a guy that goes back to kind of the rockabilly early days of rock. But really, really the only no fooling around country act, I think, that's in there. But very little country since then. There's some country adjacent, you know, country rock like the Eagles, that kind of thing. But here's Dolly, and I feel like they're just going to vote her right in, as they should. I mean, if you look at her Dolly Parton's career in the top 40, it's not a lot. She didn't have a lot of hit songs.
Well, it doesn't need to be when you've got working 9 to 5 under your belt.
I could probably name a half dozen Dolly Parton songs, and that's it. But she goes above and beyond that. You know, she's a cultural icon. I mean, she was a pop star, a country star, a movie star. She has a theme park, and everybody just loves Dolly. Very nice to see that name. That was a nice surprise on this year's list. And one more very nice surprise, the last name on the list, a favorite of ours, for the first time nominated, which is also kind of crazy, Lionel Richie.
It's breathtaking to me that he's not made the nomination list before.
Yikes, I was happy to see Lionel Richie.
Me too.
On the list this year. And he was at the ceremony this past year. Lionel was there to induct Clarence Avant, so he was kind of on the radar, certainly, of the Hall of Fame.
Well, it goes right along with his music. Say you, say me. There you go. It's Lionel's turn.
And Lionel was so huge for so long, going back to all the Commodores stuff and then that massive solo career. This is a guy that's always been on my list of come on. I think just his mustache could have been inducted by now.
You know what I would like to induct pertaining to Lionel Richie? That rotating room that allowed people to dance on the ceiling. I think that deserves a spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because that really rocks.
Yes. And what about the clay head from the Hello video?
I think the clay head should get its own distinction.
I think the clay head should make the induction speech at the ceremony.
Now I want that more than anything.
So there's Lionel on the list at last. Now, let's say, Cornflake, it was all up to you out of this list. You're going to induct six of these acts. Who's going in?
If it's completely up to me, I'm going Beck, Devo, Duran Duran, Fela Kuti, Dolly Parton, and Lionel Richie.
Okay. I'd go a slightly different way, but that's fine. That's a good list.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how you go on this because there's so many strong choices, but I know some of yours are going to be different than mine.
My list is a little different. I'm going to induct Winger six times. That's solid. That's a good class.
I don't have grounds for argument.
This is why the Flopcast is not in charge of anything. Well, there is the 2022 nominees for the Hall of Fame, Cornflake. We'll see what happens. And we will fail to follow up on any of this as we do every year. That's the plan. I know there's more Hall of Fame talk coming up, though, here on the ESO Network, because I believe Earth Station 1 shall be discussing this very topic this week. And also Pop Culture Cosmos. We'll be discussing the nominees as we do every year. I think the plan is Mike from Earth Station 1 and I will be guests once again on Pop Culture Cosmos to talk Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Gerald. So we will have links to those shows when they come out. But for now, we wanted to keep this kind of short and simple. So let's just end it all right now. Cornflake, get us out of here.
Let's do it. Flopcast.net is our website. We're at facebook.com/flopcast. On Twitter, where our handle is @flopcast. And on Instagram, the_flopcast. Over at Apple Podcasts, you can leave us a rating and or a review, and we certainly hope that you will. Music for the Flopcast is written and performed by the Sponge Awareness Foundation.
And as always, I can never remember if Sponge Awareness has been inducted or not thus far. I gotta check, like, there must be a big list of everybody in the Hall of Fame. Maybe we're in. We'll figure this out. But meanwhile, Cornflake, thanks for some rock talk.
You know I love the rock talk, Kevin.
Welcome to Rock Talk. Caller number 17 is going to win 38 special tickets. Stay tuned for that after the commercial break. Meanwhile, everybody be safe, be kind, be silly. And we'll see you next week.
Peace and cookies.
If you were a monster kid growing up, if you enjoyed Saturday mornings watching Monster Movie Matinee or staying up all night watching the midnight feature, then Monster Attack is the podcast for you. We not only look at classic old monster movies, we share our experience growing up as a monster kid. Join us every Monday for Monster Attack.
Hey, Cornflake, this is the secret after show.
Well, hello.
The secret Rock and Roll Hall of Fame edition of the Flopcast after show. Let's see if we can figure out some other ways to ruin the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, I would like that.
Now that they're handing over control of the organization to the Flopcast against their better judgment. There's a serious lack of yacht rock, for one thing, in the Hall of Fame, you know? I mean, Steely Dan is in, and they are certainly part of the yacht rock scene. The Doobie Brothers were inducted just a couple years ago.
Good point.
They're not purely yacht rock. They started more a hippie... hippie rock, but then once Michael McDonald was, you know, steering the ship, that ship turned into a yacht.
I love your turn of phrase for talking about yacht rock right there.
Yeah, but how about, you know, what if we want to just totally yachtify the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we got to bring in Kenny Loggins, certainly.
Well, I'm all right with that.
I love Kenny Loggins.
Yes.
And you could actually make a legitimate argument.
Yes, for Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, as opposed to say, like, it's going to be a harder sell on, like, Ambrosia.
Good point.
and Robbie Dupree.
Just, I don't see it happening with Ambrosia. I'm sorry.
We're trying to make this the Yacht Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Christopher Cross.
Is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Now, that's a guy with a big pile of hits.
Right. You could have told me that he was in the Rock Hall already, and I'd have believed you.
More hits than Ambrosia and Robbie Dupree. But, well, Christopher Cross just gets lost in that Yacht Rock, soft rock era that does not get a lot of critical acclaim. You know, who else has a big pile of hits is Air Supply, and they're not in yet.
Yeah. This can't go on for much longer. Air Supply needs to make it.
We could go back to the 70s and just start drowning the Rock Hall in a, like, easy listening. Let's get the Carpenters in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. Like, in all seriousness, yes.
How about some Barry Manilow?
Now you're pushing it.
I like the silence. A little Andy Gibb, perhaps?
Hmm.
His brothers are already in.
Good point.
Let's get Andy. I've got a new album here for Christmas. I received a record called Higher Than a Mountain. It's an Andy Gibb tribute album.
Well, that's kind of neat.
It's really good. Because the songs are solid.
Right.
You know, I feel like Andy Gibb gets dismissed as teen idol 70s pop star, but Barry Gibb was writing those songs for him. All these songs are written by some combination of Gibb brothers, and they're good.
With you 100% there.
So as long as we're inducting Ambrosia and Robbie Dupree, we might as well get Andy in as well.
Can't argue with that logic.
And his solid gold co-star Marilyn McCoo.
Hear, hear.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.